Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, which comes to you every single weekday, Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL. And you can also hear us through our podcast at CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you're tuning in for the first time, I just want to welcome you to our program and a whole new week of program. And we hope that your discovery here will touch your heart. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, then welcome back as usual. We're going to start a whole new week, as we always do, listening to my homily from the weekend. And assuming that you're returning because you've enjoyed the previous programs, we encourage you to share this link with friends and family so that we can enjoy a larger audience. We want to really let all know the messages that we talk about here on the Voice of St. Anthony Parish, and also invite people, as we always do, to Mass every weekend, 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And we also have several events during the week, including Adoration on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock with myself in the confessional. And then also on Tuesdays, we have a discussion about St. Thomas Aquinas. And we do have room for anyone who is in high school and like to study confirmation. That's coming as well. In the meantime, here is my homily from the weekend, and this is discussing the rich man who walked away sad. So here I am talking about where that led us. Today's gospel addresses probably the biggest fight in Christianity outside of faith versus works. In fact, it may be based in the fight between faith and works. Let us look at what happens. Notice the rich man. He lives the law to the letter. He makes sure that he lives the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. Jesus acknowledges this, but then tells him to go the extra mile and sell all he has and give to the poor. This leads him to grow quite sad and to walk away. He is doing his part in his own mind, but what is missing? He is following God's law, but Jesus is calling him to give himself totally over to God and to trust in him completely. He is living his faith on his terms. Now Jesus is calling him to live his faith on God's terms, which, by the way, is what Jesus does. What is going on here? You are witnessing the difference between living the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. This is a huge battle in Catholicism, and you can hear it everywhere from the discussion of teaching out of the Vatican and the USCCB to what comes out of Catholic media. The battle is between what the law says and what the law means. It is between following the rules of Christ's church to following Christ himself. If you do the latter, you will live to a higher standard than the former. Always remember, the rules are the minimum standard of Catholic life. If you live the rules and do not disregard them, you will do what the rich man does. You will live what the rules say, but you will do so and never know God on a personal level or even have an intimate relationship with him. You sum up your faith in following the rules. This is faith, but it's an immature faith. In fact, notice the rich man says he has followed the commandments since he was a child. Therefore, even a child can follow them. Our faith matures when we seek to go deeper beyond the rules. This is what adults do. Jesus is constantly fighting this battle. He is calling people, as he does the rich man, to live the spirit of the law, and his enemies are living the letter of the law. This is why he heals in the temple on the Sabbath. He is challenging the rules with the spirit behind them. He is doing the work of love in a world that follows rules. The letter of the law is rooted in following rules. The spirit of the law is rooted in listening to Christ in our own lives and hearing his call and responding to it. We learn the gospel by living a life of good prayer and seeking to do God's will. This is why Catholicism without prayer leads to bad headlines. The Catechism of the Catholic Church inspires us to pursue contemplative prayer, which is the deepest and transformative form of prayer. There's one thing we need in the church today, it is more lay people who practice contemplative prayer. It is the prayer that really enters into a daily disciplined relationship with Christ. Living by the rules leads us to live our faith on a superficial level, and living by the Spirit leads us to live our faith on a profound and a deep level. We will live the rules as the Spirit behind them, not the letter behind them. This is the fight we have as Catholics between those who cite the laws and those who seek to live a higher standard. How does one live at this deeper level? Listen to the words of St. Augustine, "In all things, charity." You cannot live charity in all things if you are not in communion with the embodiment of charity through prayer. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches this prayer does not have its origin in our own effort, but in the Holy Spirit's inspiration. St. Augustine also says, love and do what you want. What that really means is have a fruitful prayer life and do the loving thing more than what is simply legal. Our goal is to do what is pleasing to God, not to follow his rules, and this is something that the rich man never understands. It's one thing to keep holy the Sabbath. It's another to sacrifice out of your own good for another in the name of your service to Christ. It is one thing to go to church on Sunday. It's another not to retaliate against someone who has hurt you intensely, following church teachings and Romans 12. It's one thing to legally cross the street on a sidewalk. It's another to speak to a homeless person as Christ would speak to him or her. It's one thing to pray every day. It's another to engage in contemplative prayer and to put that prayer into action. This is what Jesus is getting at with the rich young man. It's laudable that he faithfully follows the law. Now he has an invitation to put the law into action at a much deeper level. This is something that the Pharisees never do. In fact, they manipulate the law to their advantage. If you act in love, you will not be so manipulative. You will not be manipulative at all. We have the same rule issues here as well. We have members of our church nationally, from some bishops through to the laity, who will scream about one law or another, but live their faith in a way that deters anyone from believing it. It is not that they are uncharitable, it's they don't see the sin in their lack of charity. They may even be doctrinally right, but they have no concept of charity. Here is a question for you. You have heard the headlines about social media and the statements against one of those companies. And the question is, can you be a person of love and use those certain forms of social media today, now that we know what we know? You realize when you are dealing with people who are at each other's throats, the winner in the battle is the one who provides the venue where the fight happens. So who is winning on the daily interpersonal battles on social media? Social media billionaires. One thing I notice in some Catholic media venues, and I'm not referring to those rooted in the Archdiocese of Boston, they will explain not how to truly live your faith, but rather how everyone who disagrees with them is wrong. None of this will lead you to deepen your faith. I was praying the other day, and as I do, and in my prayer, I realized that when God says that his ways are above our ways, it's not that we cannot always understand why God does things. It is that we have to realize that we do not have a good understanding of the mind of God. So we always must be in a learning mode for all time. It is better for us to say, I do not fully understand, and pray for the wisdom to know the truth, than to say, this is the rule, and this is what the rule says, so you have to follow it. We follow the rule in obedience until we truly understand the wisdom behind it, then we follow it in the true wisdom. The rich man couldn't understand this. We assume he continued to follow the commandments as he did since he was a child. Socrates taught that the wise person knows that he does not know, so he or she becomes a blank slate to learn. When we really commit to prayer, especially contemplative prayer, we learn new things that allow us to put into action the spirit of the law, and not just the law. There are many people who act in our church as if they alone have the right answer as they stand on the law. But the law helps us to understand where the road of truth is. We learn through the spirit of the law how to drive on that road. Without the law, we follow the road without any instruction, and that is a car wreck waiting to happen. And that is the source of so many negative headlines in the church. It's the fruit of people who knew the letter of the law but never went deeper to the spirit of the law. Those people are train wrecks waiting to happen. Let us pray this week that we seek to learn more deeply how to live the spirit of the law more powerfully. Those who do so become true revolutionaries in Christ, something the church and the world needs more profoundly.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at catholicaudiomedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to catholicaudiomedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to today's program. And if what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to you tuning in to our next podcast or listening to the broadcast. Broadcast tomorrow, it's 3 p.m. on WROL 950 AM 100.3. FM, and you can also hear our podcast afterwards at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and consider supporting us if you'd like to, either our donate page there or our shopping page, either way. But we will see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.